The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take 2 Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel with Take 2 Healthcare. It's great to be with you today. And this is the Take 2 Healthcare show. And we're here every Saturday, 11 to noon. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic and board certified clinical nutrition. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for, going on 22 years. 22 years right here behind this marvelous microphone of AM 1290 and News 95.7. Like to welcome everyone who's online at WHIO.com, where you can listen to these programs anywhere in the world. If you got internet access, you have access to this marvelous radio station, and you can keep up to date on everything around the Miami Valley. So, as I said, I'm doctor of chiropractic. I'm board certified in clinical nutrition, and a couple other degrees too. And I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited for sponsoring this show, because without them, we wouldn't be here. They have sponsored this show every hour, every week, every month, every year for the last 22 years. And thank you, and Rhonda and all the other people at Health Foods Unlimited, because without you, we would not be here. And Health Foods Unlimited is a tremendous asset to the Miami Valley and everything we do. So for some shopping, get organic produce. They got the best around, foods, products, cleaning products, even pet products if you happen to have a dog or cat or other things around that you keep in your house. They probably got something healthy to help you. Now, our office is on Far Hills Avenue. It's in Royal Swiss Village, which is just north of Whip Road on 48, or Far Hills in Centerville. And our clinic is, we have three other doctors work there. And we have Dr. Dyer, Dr. Marchek, and Dr. Yaley. And Dr. Yaley is certified in thermography, which is a tremendous tool. If you haven't investigated that, it is a tremendous tool to help. It's a safe, painless breast scan. Most countries, many other countries around the world, are using this and not so much mammogram. They're using more thermography. Whenever you have cancer or tumorous conditions, it takes years to develop that situation. Doesn't happen overnight. And a thermography can detect, studies show, can detect cancers up to 15 years before you ever get it. It takes a long time to get cancer. You got to have a lot of imbalances and dysfunction and pathology that starts slow that ends up to where you get cancer. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. And when you combine blood testing with a thermography, you're pretty much doing what the rest of the world is doing to help combat breast cancer, as well as you can use blood tests to determine other problems too. So, So thermography is a good thing to do. We've been using it in our clinic now for, probably 8 years or so, as long as Dr. Yaley's been with us. And we also have Dr. Marchek, who is board certified in acupuncture and board certified in clinical nutrition, just like I am. And then we have Dr. Dyer, who's also board certified in clinical nutrition and who is also board certified in acupuncture. So Dr. Dyer and Dr. Marchek have studied extensively on acupuncture and nutrition. And they worked very hard to get those board certifications so they can help you better. Well, some of the things we do at our clinic, we're obviously a chiropractic clinic, but our name of our clinic is Take 2 Healthcare. Take 2 Healthcare, like take to running or take to riding a bike. It's take to something that you need to be doing. Take 2 Healthcare. Or it could be like you like you're shooting a movie, like take two, like the second act, take two healthcare. Maybe you've done it your way for a while. Now it's time to do it the right way, the natural, the healthy way. And so take two healthcare. And basically then the line go, our slogan goes, take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option. Take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option, because even serious problems, serious medical problems, sometimes have simple, safe, natural solutions that are inexpensive. We've talked about them over the years, and it is just amazing how some people, where people are going around fighting disease rather than restoring health. Did you get that point? Medical doctors just are going around fighting disease instead of trying to restore health. Now, you'd think that aren't they the same, fighting disease and that same as restoring health? No. It's like medical, they're going to burn, they're going to do chemotherapy, poison, or cut something out. How is that a positive thing? You might have a tumor, they're going to cut it out, but did they reduce the reason for the tumor? You might have heart disease and they'll do some bypasses or give you some drugs, but it doesn't address why you got it in the first place. And that's what we do. We analyze the body, because if you are on any drugs, if you have cancer, if you have autoimmune disease, you obviously are not healthy. And there are things, sometimes simple things, that can make a huge, huge difference. And when I think about some of the cases I've had over the years, there are some that come to mind, even some astounding, amazing cases. One of them was a little boy who was about 14 years old. He had a genetic condition called osteopetrosis. Osteopetrosis. And there's a movie with Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson in it, where this Samuel Jackson had this disease called osteopetrosis, brittle bone disease. And for this boy, his whole family had it, at least on his mother's side, and everyone in their family was generally in a wheelchair by age 50. But this boy at 13 had the worst genetic form. And there's a blood test called the TRAP, T-R-A-P, and we all have zero. This number is a zero. It's a genetic marker, zero. And his was in the 70s. Well, the highest they'd ever seen. His mother was in the 30s. His uncle was similar. And his grandfather, most of them are in a wheelchair, and they die shortly after that from multiple fractures. Well, this boy had it at the earliest age of anyone who ever had it. At the earliest age. And by the time I saw him, he was already using a wheelchair. Not at 50, already at a young age, developing. He already had signs of osteopetrosis. And it's a story, actually, it's a case I presented to nationwide medical conferences. And no one has ever seen a case like this one. And it generally takes me about an hour to go over it, 45 minutes to go over it in detail. But basically, it's a genetic marker. His uncle had a minor auto accident, a little fender bender, and he broke about 20 bones in his body. That's the nature of this disease condition. And so here is this young boy at the earliest age ever. And it's kind of interesting how we come to meet. I was at my computer late at night, and an email just showed up. A desperate plea for help for this boy called Caleb. And so, you know, I feel like God's tapping you on your shoulder, you know, like you better pay attention here. So it was late, but I kind of, okay, I need to respond to this. You know, I don't know why. I'm a chiropractor, and who's going to listen to a chiropractor on a genetic disease like this that is truly genetic? And so I just wrote a letter, a quick letter, say, hi, I'm Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic. I said, and I went on a little bit. Well, then she responds back the next day. And her email, I can bring up her email. It is a wonderful email that at least she's got some hope, because the doctor she had seen at St. Louis said, there's nothing you can do for him. You just have to realize he's got this disease and nothing can be done. So we undertook his care, and we started taking care of him. We did some extensive testing that no one had ever done before. And the interesting thing when I look about that is his grandfather didn't get it till he was past middle age. His mother got it in middle age, early middle age. And now the boy, her son's getting it as a 12 or 13-year-old, which he had had it for years, and he knew he had it, but he really didn't start having symptoms till he was 13. So my question was, when I'm talking to this boy and the mother, is why is it getting more and more earlier onset disease? Why is he on the onset of this condition starting earlier in life rather than waiting until 50s or 60s? That was my question. And so I actually talked to the mother. And first of all, I when she came in, I didn't know a lot about osteopetrosis. Okay, I know it's a disease on the national and state boards, and I remembered it vaguely from that, but I didn't know a lot about it. So when they came in, mother and son stopped in for the first visit. I actually asked the mother, "Can you tell me about osteopetrosis?" I said, "I've studied a little bit in the books, but I don't know a lot about it. You probably know more than I do about it." You know what she said? "Thank you for being honest." She said, "Every doctor they talk to acts like they're an expert, and they know more than she does about osteopetrosis." Now, let me ask you people out there, if there's a mother or there's a lady and osteopetrosis in the family, do you think that this lady has probably studied it extensively? She said, "I know more about osteopetrosis than virtually anybody in the country." And so I was humble enough to say, "I don't know. Tell me about it." And she was grateful that I came across asking her what it was rather than me trying to tell her. And so we start off on basically, I know we have to take a break right now. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened to this boy. It's pretty amazing. This has never been done before. And we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain Protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
What goes better with summer than live music and cold beer? The answer is nothing, folks, nothing. So on Saturday, June 23rd, Miami Valley Gaming gives us Rhythm and Brews. With over 100 great brews and live music headlined by Little Ed and the Blue Imperials on the Yuengling stage. Plus food trucks, plus free admission. So come down June 23rd from 4 to 10 p.m. for nothing but good times.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
When you think of grand openings, you probably think of... But in this particular grand opening, you might hear more because Premier Health is opening new urgent care centers in the area. If you have sinus issues, allergies, flu symptoms, or anything else you want to check up on, come into our urgent care centers, opening June 25th in Huber Heights and Troy. You can even go online to save your spot in line. For more information, go to PremierUrgentCareOH.com.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
You can get Dad another golf club for Father's Day, but we know how to get Dad a lot more birdies. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering and let us help Dad design his backyard nature center to attract all kinds of birdies. Our selection of feeders, houses, bird baths, and outdoor nature gifts will make all the birds sing the songs of nature Dad will love to hear. Now through Father's Day, get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Don't have time to stop in the store? Try shopping online at mywbu.com/Kettering and get free in-store pickup or free delivery within 150 miles on orders of $75 or more. That's mywbu.com/Kettering. So bring Dad the birdies that will give the whole family enjoyment all summer long at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroud. You'll see. Nobody brings Dad and nature together like Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Dayton area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 4031 Colonel Glenn Highway, 1st floor, Beaver Creek, Ohio, 45431.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
We'll get increasingly muggy as we head through the morning, really setting the stage for a hot and humid afternoon. High temperatures around 90. Chance we could see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and evening. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, this is Dr. Merkel. We are back, and it's great to be with you. It's Saturday. I am Dr. Merkel, and our office is in Far Hill, is on Far Hills Avenue in Royalsons Village, 937-433-3241. And we're right there in Royal Swiss Village. So we're talking about this boy, this young boy with osteopetrosis. And he had the worst genetic. It was he had had the form called osteopetrosis and osteonecrosis. And I could go into detail about his x-rays and the typical findings of osteopetrosis and rugger jersey and bone within a bone. Presentation of the spine and the deterioration that we saw extensive deterioration and fractures in his 13-year-old boy. And so we did our extensive testing because I'm thinking, why is this disease becoming more prevalent or becoming more active at an early age? The earlier generations are getting it worse than the older generations. So we did some extensive study and we found many areas of toxicity and deficiency. Of course, low vitamin D and magnesium and things like that. But one of the things we saw, and I think one of the primary things, now he had high cadmium, high lead, and high mercury. But the thing I think that was extreme, that was probably the primary problem for this boy, was he had extremely high levels of copper. Well, the highest I'd ever seen. In fact, I had them test their water, and the water coming into the house was okay, but the water that they were drinking and bathing with, washing with, was extremely high in copper from the copper water pipes. Now, once they got rid of the copper water pipes, took a few vitamins to reduce the deficiencies and balances and do things to reduce the copper in his body, the trap, remember that trap, the genetic marker I talked about in the first segment? That number that was in the 70s, in a few weeks, dropped to zero, which is exactly what yours and ours are. The mother was astounded. She said, no one has ever done this before. To see that number, no one, she said, no one ever gets to go zero. She said, if this were a medical doctor, it'd be written up in every medical journal because this is never been done before. And so we actually test his mother, and she's in the same house as her son. And she had a high copper too, and hers dropped to zero. She's excited, but she says no one will listen to her. All the medical doctors and experts don't want to hear it because they're looking for, they're thinking it's genetic. It's impossible to fix. You know, my response to her was when she told me that it's genetic, I said, if this is truly an inevitable genetic disease, your family line would have died out thousands of years ago because 13-year-old boys don't procreate. If this were an inevitable genetic condition, it would have died out thousands of years ago. However, what's happening is called epigenetics. Our environment is triggering changes in our gene activity. Our genes are the same as they were 100,000 years ago or more. What's different is our environment. Genes load the gun, environment pulls the trigger, and it is as our countries, as our environments have gotten worse, this genetic disease called osteopetrosis was hitting people earlier and earlier in their life. That's what we're talking about. And that's why people are sicker today than ever before. It's not genetics. It is our environment. You're listening to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families, or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently at no cost for life so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
Are you new to listening to WHIO? Let us bring you up to speed fast. We're Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We provide weather and traffic every 6 minutes weekday mornings on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin. When news breaks here in the Miami Valley, we break in around the clock. We provide Storm Center 7 updates throughout the day, and when we're monitoring the threat of severe weather in our area, we activate Storm Center coverage, updating the situation every 15 minutes or sooner, and airing a special tone every 90 seconds to let you know. We're also the home of the Flyers, airing basketball games, football games, and coaches' shows. You can listen to us on the AM dial at 1290, on the FM dial at 95.7, online at WHIO.com, in the WHIO app, and at home on an Amazon Echo. We have hundreds of reporters and are working around the clock to keep you safe and informed. We are AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story we're following this hour, a heat wave moving through the Miami Valley. We'll be watching that this Father's Day weekend.
We're tracking the chance for some showers and thunderstorms to develop across the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Well, WHIO Triple Team traffic is looking all clear this hour. We're not seeing any major accidents out there. Looking at eastbound I-70 at State Route 49 to I-75, that's an 8-mile drive. It's taken 7 minutes. Well, our top story, a dry weekend for today and Father's Day for the most part. That's going to be a chance for rain later into this evening and into the afternoon as well. But besides that, not much, just very hot.
Look for a heat index in the mid-90s this afternoon, possibly in the upper 90s Sunday afternoon.
Meteorologist Josh Poland has the exclusive WHIO forecast coming up in just minutes. A bizarre and frightening case for the Buckeye State. A woman alleges that she was the victim of human trafficking at two locations, one in Dayton and the other in Cincinnati. Kendra Ross says her time spent at Food for Life Supreme Restaurant was miserable. Ross recalls the organization that owns the restaurant, Value Creators, calling that organization a cult that worked her 17 hours a day, both in and outside of the restaurant. Investigators are saying Ross was awarded $8 million in judgment against the organization by a federal judge. You can find more information about human trafficking and what can be done about it on our website, WHIO.com. Well, some travelers from Dayton feeling pretty frustrated.
At least 16 flights to and from Dayton International Airport were canceled Thursday night and Friday after a technical problem at American Airlines Operations Center. The airline may not fully recover until sometime Sunday. They're working to find flights for stranded travelers, saying tickets are available for flights on Saturday.
WHIO's Ron Otto, if you're flying American today, you can check the status of the flight on our website, WHIO.com. Click on Flight Checker. Let's get a look at that 24-hour forecast with meteorologist Josh Poland.
A hot and humid afternoon with high temperatures around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. We'll see skies clear out tonight, low down to 71, even hotter for Father's Day. Partly sunny skies with high temperatures around 93. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear but hot out there. This already still in the morning, actually. Won't expect to get much hotter until later in the afternoon, but we've already got a pretty good start. It's 81 degrees in Troy, Springfield, and in Dayton at 11:33. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here. WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel. We're back, and I'd like to thank you all for listening this marvelous day. It's really an honor you have spent this hour with me, and hopefully it has been a benefit, and hopefully it makes you think a little bit. You med students out there, you got to be thinking more than just the name of the disease, but the condition of the body is more important than the name of the disease. And symptoms, or the name of disease, doesn't always indicate the cause of the problem. Who would have thought that am I saying that every osteopetrosis is due to high copper? Not a bit. But this osteopetrosis is due to increased bone resorption. I don't mean to get technical here. Osteoclastic activity. You have parts of your body that build bone and parts that break it down. And the osteopetrosis, the breakdown part is occurring too fast. And the bone breaks down faster than it should, resulting in fractures, spontaneous fractures. So in this boy's case, in his family's case, they're very susceptible to copper. They don't easily eliminate it. Now, there's a disease called Wilson's disease that is high copper. I'm not saying they have Wilson's disease, but this family had exposure to copper that was extremely bad on their overall health. And they didn't easily eliminate. We had to do some special things to eliminate copper. But the most important thing was to identify it. Now, look at that boy who's looking at a lifetime, probably a shortened lifetime, because the osteopetrosis, when it was as simple as the solution for this boy's genetic disease, was a water filter and changing his water pipes. And his trap went down to zero. That's what I'm trying to get across. So many people have serious health problems and conditions that they're going all over trying to find a drug. A drug does not cure anything. A drug does not cure anything. It is not going to reverse your disease. It's not going to restore your health. All a drug does is like kill a bacteria, reduce inflammation, but it's not finding or reversing the cause of the problem, which is what we do at Take Two Healthcare. And so it's a whole different mindset, and I feel bad for the med students out there and the new doctors and even the old-time doctors, because I think some of the old-time doctors know this. People who've been around 35 years like I have or more, they kind of get the feeling that the drug model is not fixing anything. All it does is reduce symptoms. It doesn't restore health. That's why we're called Back to Health. Even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. And so, boy, can you imagine how happy the mother is to find out that that was really the problem? That their family has, at least for their family, an inability to properly handle heavy metals, and copper was one that they were being exposed to. That was the most significant. I believe that was the most significant. Now, there were other heavy metals that this boy had. And it's amazing how many of those heavy metals all caused bone to reabsorb, where they all caused bone pathology. There were multiples, and four or five of them all contribute toward bone problems. I think copper was the main one. That may have been one, the tipping point. But the thing is, we found it, fortunately. So if you're out there frustrated with throwing more drugs at it, you got, who knows, rheumatoid arthritis, you got lupus, you got Crohn's disease, and they want you to take all these immune suppressive drugs, what are they called? I can't think of what it's called right now, but they make it sound like it's all natural and healthy stuff, but it's still a chemical and it is bad for you. Read the side effects. They're all going to cause cancer, liver disease, kidney disease. The side effects are horrid, but they try and read them so fast that you never think about it, or you hope you're the one that's not going to get it. Well, why don't you take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe natural option? That's what this mother did with her boy. Maybe it'll work for you too. And there are so many stories I could tell, just so many stories. But I want to go right now into it's summer, summertime. And here's an article and I've been lecturing around, doctors have been talking to me about this one. Is your sunscreen doing more harm than good? Your sunscreen doing more harm than good. Well, you know, I don't know if you read the paper in the Wall Street Journal and some other papers around, I think USA Today, that sunscreens, the typical sunscreens you buy at these stores have been banned in Hawaii, Australia, and other countries because these sunscreens kill coral reef. And let's see, this one here, where is this one? This study. Oh, this one, some sunscreens, they are implicated in the destruction of corals and sea life, and they are lethal to horseshoe crab eggs. Wow. So if it's not good for sea life and coral and crab eggs, do you think it's good for you? Well, you know, there's I was at a medical conference, and a medical doctor made a very statement I've never forgotten. He said, when you read that sunscreen label, if you wouldn't drink it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. Because, and here's another comment, he said, if you put it on your skin, it is in you. If it's on your skin, it's in you because your things get absorbed through the skin. We all know that. And so when you're on all this sunscreen, you are missing out on a sunshine vitamin, which is vitamin D, which is crucial for good health. And I can't tell you how sad it is when I see young kids out there. And I've been in church and I've seen some little kids with bowed legs, severely bowed legs that I know is a vitamin D deficiency. But parents don't know it. And kids are in the house all day long. When they go out, they get slathered with sunscreen lotion and put hats and everything else on, and they're not getting vitamin D, and they're inactive. We need vitamin D. What do you need vitamin D for? Well, actually, a deficiency of vitamin D increases skin cancer. And many of the most common skin cancers, too, including melanoma, is higher with low vitamin D. Now, the key about getting suntan, if you were looking in the radio booth right now, and you probably aren't, you'll see I have a decent tan. I'm out biking. I out ride my bike, and I out walk around with short sleeves and mow the yard and try and get my legs tan and my arms tan. And so, because I know how important vitamin D is, a low vitamin D also raises your risk of heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, many cancers. And I mean, if you're not getting vitamin D, I guarantee you got health problems. There's also a lot of other bad chemicals in sunscreen lotion, and I won't even try and pronounce them because they are some pretty crazy ones. I'd recommend you go to the Health Foods Unlimited. They have some nice, safe suntan lotions. You know, you're going to put them on more than normal. I think I saw one the other day on TV or somewhere where they're advertising 100 SPF. Holy cow. So the natural ones, you're going to put them more often, but they're not dangerous. They're not damaging your skin. They're not going to hurt the environment. So get a natural. Actually, you need to get a little sun, period. You need to get sunshine. You know, people do better living in Florida. They have fewer problems when they get more sun. In fact, MS and some autoimmune diseases are less common closer to the equator. They get more vitamin D. Maybe we need more vitamin D than what we're getting. Who would have thought? Pretty amazing, huh? And so go out and get some. Now, the problem is getting a sunburn. There's no doubt getting sunburn. And if you're a fair haired redhead with light skin, be very judicious and only get small amounts of sun every day. Don't burn. I'd probably recommend you wear a hat. Go get more sun on your legs and your larger areas than just your face and things like that. So I would probably try and avoid that. But do get a nice suntan. I think you'll do better. And during the wintertime, we recommend people take vitamin D. Actually, I usually recommend people take vitamin D even during the summer, a little bit, reduce it down a little bit during the summer. But, you know, we talk about flu all the time. And one of the things that their experts suspect, the reason why the flu comes around in the wintertime is because we're not getting the amount of sun. Even walking to our car, getting out, driving, the amount of sun decreases dramatically. Say, we come back, we're going to talk about more things we can do to help you. You listen to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
You can get Dad another golf club for Father's Day, but we know how to get Dad a lot more birdies. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering and let us help Dad design his backyard nature center to attract all kinds of birdies. Our selection of feeders, houses, bird baths, and outdoor nature gifts will make all the birds sing the songs of nature Dad will love to hear. Now through Father's Day, get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Don't have time to stop in the store? Try shopping online at mywbu.com/Kettering and get free in-store pickup or free delivery within 150 miles on orders of $75 or more. That's mywbu.com/Kettering. So bring Dad the birdies that will give the whole family enjoyment all summer long at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop. You'll see, nobody brings Dad and nature together like Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Ready or not, summer's here, and Frisch's Big Boy is spicing it up with our spicy primetime sandwiches lineup. Three wildly flavorful sandwiches sure to spice up your taste buds. From our Buffalo Blue Burger to our Southwest Veggie Burger and our Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, you'll get a kick out of each spicy summer treat. Try one before it's too late, because just like summer, these three sandwiches won't last forever.
The fetal heart rate had dropped to a dangerous level, causing a lack of oxygen to the child's brain. A C-section would have prevented the child's cerebral palsy. Discover the truth. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk. Experienced in birth injury cases.
Time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over 2 decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
America's Best Choice Windows and Doors is the number one fastest growing window and door company in the Miami Valley. Stop by our showroom at 100 North Sunset Drive in Piqua, Ohio to see our full line of Provia windows and doors. Or call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785. Because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Plus, use your new or existing Grismer credit card and get up to $100. Claim form required. See your participating Grismer Tire or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit 2 claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
Get your Grismer. We'll fix it right.
Each year, the Ford Oval of Honor program recognizes individuals who have demonstrated their commitment to serve and defend our country. 2018 recipients will be honored at an Oval of Honor presentation on Thursday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. For more information, visit nationalmuseum.af.mil. That's nationalmuseum.af.mil. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann & Schultz.
A hot and humid afternoon with high temperatures around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. We'll see skies clear out tonight, low down to 71, even hotter for Father's Day. Partly sunny skies with high temperatures around 93. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel with Take-Two Healthcare, and it's good to be with you today, every Saturday, 11 to noon. The healthiest talk show host in the country right here behind his microphone. I'm Dr. Merkel. And our office number is 937-433-3241. And we'd be honored to take care of you and your family if you have health concerns, health problems. That's what we do. We test. And we test different than the other doctor, than your regular doctor does. We look not only for the traditional pathologies, but we look at other things like copper and that boy we just talked about. And like I said, for this boy, a simple thing, a water filter, and a few other things too, but changed his life. And his mother's, and people yet to come in the family. It used to be a death sentence. Oh, you got osteopetrosis. Not for this family now. They know how to deal with it. Test properly. What to avoid. Get tested to make sure that you're maintaining and you're going to be okay. Okay. Now, a couple things here. I saw a study here where Molly Walker, staff writer of MedPage, has this title of the article, Lower Vaccine Coverage in Rural Parts and Major Metropolitan Areas. And she goes on and laments that there are certain areas of the country that have lower vaccination rates than others. And I hope I'm a part of that because our girls haven't been vaccinated. I'm not convinced of that. If I have time, I'll talk about Gardasil has big problems right now. Gardasil has big problems. Now, let me read just a title of another article, which I don't have time to get to today, but the title of the article is Baby Monkeys Given Standard Doses of Popular Vaccines That Are Given to Infants. The vaccines that are given to infants were given to baby monkeys, and there is a significant, baby monkeys given standard doses of popular vaccines develop autism symptoms. Yes, even monkeys develop autism symptoms. How come you haven't heard about this? Okay, so there's two titles. I'm not going to have time to get to because the thing is they're finding out that there are certain states. Ohio's one of them. Hopefully I'm part of the reason why vaccine rates are down. And they say the anti-vaccine activity. Oh, I got to tell you, before I run out of time. They say that one of the problems is that the anti-vaccine people, and I don't say anti-vaccine, I say vaccine education. Of course, we haven't been vaccinated, but anyway. They said the anti-vaccine movement is more well-funded than the medical. What a bunch of baloney that is. Let me see if I got the quote. I might have misstated say that quote. Let me see if I got it. Okay. Here's what it says, and I quote, the anti-vaccine forces are much better funded than the pro-vaccine forces. Is that a bunch of baloney? You got the entire medical army. The entire army of hospitals, medical doctors, nurses, research facilities, the AMA, the CDC, all pro-vaccine. And you think they got more money than they, people like me, the people who are for education? Now, the thing is, they're seeing that they're identifying these areas of population that are, that as they say, are under-vaccinated. But they just state that. Why don't you do some study and see a couple things? Those communities, counties, cities, states that have different vaccination rates or lower vaccination rates, why don't you do a study and find out, are death rates higher in those counties and states that have lower vaccination rates? Are childhood deaths higher? Are autoimmune disease, autism, why are the rates different between these communities? I mean, you got a perfect thing here. You already know which ones are and aren't. So why don't you take the next step and study what is, this is science we're talking about here. If vaccines are good, prove it to me. Show me a reduction in death rate, reduction in hospitalization, reduction in autoimmune disease, reduction in whatever you want. Compare the two. But you don't get that, do you? You don't get that. All you see is they're not doing it. Wow. Hey, I'm Dr. Merkel. Hopefully I've made you think this week, today. Our goal, our mission, our job is to help you be healthier. And like I do every Saturday, or like I say almost every time I close a radio show, first of all, we'd love to help you in your quest for better health. Give us a call at 937-433-3241 or go to take2healthcare.com. We'd love the honor of helping you in your quest for better health. And do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, get a little sunshine out there, get some vitamin D, pray for our country, and by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.